We've been running this company now since the end of 2009. We've started off with about six different tours, and year on year, we've been growing very, steadily, very nicely. And yeah, found that there's a huge range of different TV shows and films where they all have their own big fan base. And yeah, the people that go on the tours generally are very, very much into that particular show or film. So sometimes different degrees, sometimes to sort of real geekish levels, and other times just with a sort of a loose general interest.
I guess it's difficult in some with some shows, or even impossible, because if you've ever lived anywhere where a show's been filmed, you know that they chop and flit around between different locations, and it might not all be in the town that it's meant to be in.
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely true. I mean, one of the things I, when I watch a program, I end up dissecting it and almost sort of analyzing how it's been filmed, like where if it's been filmed in studio or on location. But that's absolutely true. They could be walking down one corridor, they turn the corner, and then they're actually in a location filmed several hundred miles away. That's I mean, typically like Harry Potter, when they filmed scenes in for Hogwarts, they would film like a corridor in Laycock Abbey, and then he'd turn a corner, and then he'd be in Gloucester Cathedral or another part of England or Scotland. Yeah.
Now, I guess the well, I know you do British Bridget Jones tours. I guess
Yeah.
those and the British rom-coms like Notting Hill, Love Actually, those are quite straightforward, aren't they? In terms of plotting where you go.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty straightforward. At that tour, we start in Notting Hill, so obviously we go around the key locations from the film of the same name. But there's also some locations featured in Bridget Jones and Love Actually there, and then we head eastwards sort of through the West End, Westminster towards the city and Borough Market, and seeing other familiar locations from those films, and then we sort of end up by Bridget Jones's home in Borough Market. People love that because obviously it's some very memorable scenes that have taken place in a lot of these locations, and they're quite sort of iconic sort of English sort of British films, and people, particularly sort of female audience, really enjoy them.
For soap fans, you have an Emmerdale tour. Is that then a real place?
Well, we've got a couple of tours. We've got an Emmerdale, sort of old Emmerdale locations tour, where we go to the original village where they used to film Emmerdale up until about sort of 20 years ago, and then it got sort of a bit too swamped and became impractical filming there. And then they decided to film it on set. And we also do a separate tour which goes to the existing set, which is over by Harewood House near Leeds. But yeah, both that, yeah, and again, those tours are really popular, particularly with an older audience, an older British, and also Finnish. Oddly enough, a lot of Finnish people come over for Emmerdale, which is sounds quite bizarre. But yeah, Finland and the UK very much big fans of Emmerdale.
What, they watch Emmerdale in Finland?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know it until we started doing the tour. We worked out that it seemed to be a lot of interest from people in Finland, and yeah, it's very popular in Finland. So, yeah, seems quite unlikely, but it's true.
Are people surprised at how much gets filmed in Cardiff?
Yeah, I mean, because you've got Sherlock, the BBC version of Sherlock. You've got Doctor Who and the various Doctor Who spin-offs like Torchwood and the latest spin-off Class. So yeah, that again, Cardiff has become a popular filming location because it's film friendly. It's not too far from London. There are studios, good sort of studio filming facilities. It's another great location.
So, do you end up watching those programs with a map on your lap, just trying to work out where places
Yeah,
are?
so unfortunately, I mean, for me, I have the only way for me to really sort of sit down and properly relax is I end up watching American stuff where I can't actually identify locations. But yeah, so I do tend to sort of just I can't help but what try and work out where locations have been filmed when I'm watching various TV shows or films that have been made in this country. So it's sort of a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Talking about Americans, I presume your Downton Abbey tours are the ones that generate the most interest from the States.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of. I'd say Downton Abbey, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones. The three of those are very, very popular with a stateside audience. But yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, people, you know, they book up holidays and we're specifically based around, you know, doing a Downton Abbey tour or a Game of Thrones or Harry Potter tour. I mean, the level of passion, you know, particularly American fans have for things like Downton Abbey, you know, it's incredible, really. It's for them, it's real. It's a real fantasy escapism. So that's all they have the dreams of being able to visit Highclere Castle. You know, they've seen the show on TV in America, and then to finally go there is like a sort of a dream come true for them.
You have quite a few movie tours around London as well. Which films are reflected?
Yeah, we try and go for sort of some of the more recent films. We're particularly trying to focus more recently on some of the superhero films, things like Wonder Woman, which is coming out fairly soon, Doctor Strange. Oh gosh, there's going to be a new Transformers movie coming out, Fantastic Four. Yeah, just sort of Mission Impossible. So generally the sort of probably the more action-based films we like to focus on those. The ones that really generally have done well at the box office and have therefore got a sort of broad coverage, you know, a wide audience of know about them.
And you've got quite a lot of the Bond fans too.
Yeah, definitely. We run. I mean, actually, that was really one of the big reasons I started the company is because that was one of my big passions was James Bond and actually visiting film locations prior to doing this. So I thought if I enjoy visiting James Bond and other movie locations, then why not start a company? And that's sort of how it all came about. And yeah, myself and lots of others have enjoyed doing James Bond location tours in and outside of London. I mean, we go to locations outside of London as well, going out to Stoke Park, out to Pinewood, and various other places.
Which is the most popular then out of all the James Bond locations?
Well, for the Central London tour, I mean, obviously the MI6 is probably, you know, it's probably the most recognisable, most iconic one, and it's featured very, very heavily in the more recent James Bond films. So I think, you know, it's being able to see that, and it's a place very much shrouded in sort of real mystery, you know, as to what really goes on inside there. So I think people do really enjoy visiting, you know, MI6. But yeah, I mean, there's a couple of other locations we go to. I mean, for example, one in Smithfield, which is in reality it's a car park, but in Skyfall it was used as the entrance to the new. To the new sort of headquarters after MI6 has been blown up. So, you know, little places like that, when they get to see places that are actually quite ordinary in real life, but how they've been transformed into something quite special on screen.
Where can people get more information about what you do, Lewis, and where can they book?
Yeah, well, we've got a website, BritMovieTours.com.